Imagine being in a situation where you worked 24 grueling hours a day, 6 days a week. Add to that a wage of under $3 per hour, minus any meal breaks. A scenario like this might exist in a third world nation at best, but it's also happening right here in Los Angeles, within the private home healthcare industry. Malwin Freyna came to the U.S. in January 2001 in hopes of finding economic opportunity. He works as a caregiver, and his former employer still owes him over $4,000 in overdue wages.
But the problem is, she is not giving our salary at all for 2.5 months, I think. For me and my other friend, she promises that she will pay. And until now, I cannot find the lady. Even the police, they cannot find her.
The average pay a caregiver receives for a 24-hour workday is $65. That's less than $3 an hour. The Filipino community is hit the hardest by this trend because Filipinos make up the majority of caregivers within the United States, according to the Filipino Workers Center, or PWC. They are usually undocumented immigrants who come here to earn money to send back to their families in the Philippines. Strella Service, a case manager for the PWC.
Stereotypically, Filipinos tend to be much more complacent. They're hardworking, they're clean, they won't complain. That's why a lot of people decide to hire Filipinos rather than, say, another ethnic group.
But this complacency, she says, allows caregivers to be exploited easily. Strella usually deals with cases of unpaid wages, excessive work hours, discrimination, and a plethora of other abuses. She says there are a number of undocumented Filipino workers out there. The PWC has barely scratched the surface. But they hide out of fear, shame, or denial, making it difficult to organize them.
The Filipino community is criticized as being voiceless. We don't really complain when problems arise. Compared to, for example, the Latino community, which we think has a strong voice, especially when you're talking about demands in terms of legislation. So we're still trying to develop our voice.
Lolita Yedo, a PWC board member, says immigrant caregivers working in facilities face backbreaking demands.
Feeding them, giving them the medicines, or giving them baths in the morning, and all those stuff cannot just rely on one caregiver to take care of 10 people.
A caregiver is always on call, making any rest periods non-existent.
If the patient needs to change diapers or whatever, you have to go there, so you're not completing the meal. And that has an effect on your health.
But most Filipino caregivers won't contest these conditions. They fear losing their jobs, or worse, being deported. Michael Sarmiento, a community programmer at the PWC.
If a worker complains to the employer, they just get fired. They use the threat of INS, of immigration, to keep people quiet, but they can't do that. You know, it's against the law.
Nena Ruiz, a Filipina woman in her 60s, kept quiet for over a year. She endured 18-hour workdays, scant wages, demeaning living conditions, and physical and mental abuses. And all this under the watch of Sony Pictures executive James Jackson and his wife.
The Jacksons treated their dogs better than they treated Miss Ruiz. There were instances where she was eating, you know, three-day-old leftovers and cooking fresh food for the dogs. The dogs were receiving medical treatment, and she never went to a doctor while she was there or received any medical treatment or any medical care.
Josh Piovia Scott, Ruiz's lawyer, says that his client was tricked into coming to the U.S. She was deceived into thinking she would work as a caregiver for Mrs. Jackson's elderly mother. Instead, Nena was forced to work as their maid and slept on a dog bed in the living room. She lived in perpetual fear.
There were clear times when Mrs. Jackson yelled at her, screamed at her, abused her, threw things at her, and hit her, among other things. The Jacksons told Miss Ruiz that if she left the house, the INS would pick her up and put her in jail, or that she would be mistreated, hurt, and/or killed by the police.
Nena won $825,000 in damages from the Jacksons. She now works as a caregiver and an advocate for immigrant workers' rights. Her case, although severe, is not entirely unique. Mr. Piovia Scott says countless people are brought to this country to work, often under deceitful premises, and they're not paid minimum wage, overtime, or other requirements of California and United States law. But the major problem with the home health care industry is that it is unregulated and unmonitored, and employers exploit this weakness and ignore pre-existing laws. Field Deputy Joseph Bernardo oversees the part of the 13th District known as Historic Filipino Town. His own parents used to operate a home health care facility.
My parents didn't know the full law of employing home health care workers. When the inspector comes, they only look at the facility. They don't look at the workers at all. They're looking at the patient's welfare as opposed to the worker's welfare.
That's where the Courage campaign comes in. Launched by the PwC, Courage aims to educate employers on California's labor laws, enforce the minimum wage for workers, and hold employers accountable for shirking their responsibilities. But the lack of proper wages is not the only thing that weighs heavily on the workers. Caregivers experience loneliness, depression, and even homesickness. Hear Malwin again.
Sometimes when I am sick, I want to go home. Because I miss my family. I miss my children, you know. They're growing up, I'm not there.
Malwin says the people at the Filipino Workers Center have become his family here, and their concern for his welfare has inspired him to help recruit as many other caregivers as possible. If the Courage campaign succeeds, it will be the only bill to answer the calls of the immigrant caregiver community. This is Shiva Gudarzi, Annenberg Radio News.